Stripped to his undershirt, half-shaved, a little swipe of blood on that long neck of his. Oliver's first thought was that Necky had come for him. He'd showed up to collect his $200. Knowing he wouldn't have anything to collect, he'd come to put a hole in him. But then the hubbub of greetings at the front of Sullivan's turned to gasps and shouts, and Necky reached up with both hands and grabbed his own throat and then fell out of view, just like that. And before Oliver could even shuffle forward for a look, someone had already said in a disbelieving voice, "He's dead. They killed him." Well, eventful day for sure. Oliver left the room where he was, twisting his pool cue in both hands, looking pale and sick as an old fish, and made for the back door, the alley, three blocks over, and up to the fourth floor to the room he was renting, where he left the light off and sat by the window, allowing the terror to strike him. They'd killed Necky, opened him up along that famous throat of his, and Oliver had seen the blood like it meant nothing at first, and then spurting between his fingers. He'd never witnessed anything like it. Most sickening, though, was the knowledge that his first thought hadn't been for Necky or Necky's wife or Necky's kids. No, none of those things. Necky stretched dead on the floor in Sullivan's meant Oliver was off the hook. He'd never have to pay that $200 back. It was looking at that rube from Oklahoma City, so clearly frightened, that the miserable part occurred to him. He'd put a lousy price of $200 on a perfectly swell guy like Necky, who'd done so much for so many, who had half a dozen kids or something like that, who could tell a filthy joke better than anybody he knew. It was as if he'd handed the killer a knife. So he took it as another sign, a second sign. He was washed up as an actor for one, and he needed to get his life in order for two. When, after a couple hours, he followed his stomach to the Automat cafeteria down the street, he wasn't planning on getting any more of them. He was only planning to go to church, or find a clean union job, or settle down and marry the first librarian he ran across. Really, whatever it took to become a useful member of society. And wasn't at all expecting to slide into an empty booth with his chicken salad sandwich and coffee and apple pie and see that story, the one that would change everything, about the Navy pilot flying over the Cascade Range a week prior, who said he saw lights flying in the night sky. 9 shiny objects that reminded him of tea saucers, and how nobody but nobody could explain them. He read the story at least 3 times. Then he carefully ripped it from its surrounding page. Back in his one-room apartment, 4 flights up, he stared through the open window, trying to make out the stars from all the city light, feeling a familiar buzz, even hearing it behind his ears. Once, when he was on stage at an audition for the front page, this same buzzing overtook him, and it was like the whole theater had filled with insects fluttering in the unnatural light. Words had spilled out of him then in a sort of ecstasy, but when he turned to the wings, another actor was wagging his head and laughing out loud. This time, though, Oliver didn't feel any shame, and when he read the first lines of the news story again, he felt the buzzing coming on with even greater force, like a drug. The next morning, he was out of Chicago on the highway, thumbing his way west with anyone who would take him. He started with $28 to his name, and by the time he reached Boise, Idaho, where he was stuck for 2 days before finding a ride for the final leg of the trip, he was down to 19. Turns out a hitchhiker with any money at all is expected to pick up the lunch tab. He'd bought food for a salesman and 2 truckers, and coffee for a pair of women who looked white as anything, but could hardly speak a word that wasn't Spanish. But the colored family with their trunk overpacked with everything they owned, and 3 kids stuffed into the back seat, with his long legs and arms in their way, wouldn't hear of it. They insisted on covering his dinner, and just